Looks like Michelle Bachmann is running for president of the United States. Sarah Palin may be running for president of the United States. Rush Limbaugh says that he believes she can beat Barack Obama. I mean, I'm torn. I think a shoe could beat Barack Obama, and other times I don't think anything could beat Barack Obama. It just depends on what time of the day it is. I'd love to hear your opinion on Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann. Who else do we know is running for sure?
Newt Gingrich.
Mitt Romney.
Rick Santorum. We know Herman Cain.
I got to get to the audio here in a minute about Newt Gingrich. NBC now took Newt Gingrich apart for having a bill at Tiffany's. I don't really care. Who cares? Who really cares if he has a bill at Tiffany's? Is it just me? I don't care if he spends all of his money at Tiffany's. I don't care if he spent $4 million at Tiffany's or no money at Tiffany's. What difference does that make?
Well, Glenn, it shows that he's out of touch with the people.
Jeez.
And this is the same thing as $400 haircuts for John Edwards.
Oh, is it really?
Is it really? Because the problem with the $400 haircut with John Edwards was not that he got $400 haircuts. I could care less if he gets $400 haircuts. It's the fact that he's berating everyone else who has any money. It's the fact that he's complaining constantly about anyone with wealth and saying how evil they are. Newt Gingrich isn't doing that. He doesn't have to deal with that standard because he's not attacking wealthy people.
Oh, it just drives me out of my mind. We'll get to that a little while later. I tell you, I don't think this president could get any more spooky. I hate to say that because actually, yes, he could. But I don't think this whole government is just getting spookier and spookier as the days go on. Now we're having the auto pen sign the Patriot Act. How appropriate that the Patriot Act is being signed for the first time by an auto pen. And the reason why they're signing it by the auto pen is because the president is out of the country and the Patriot Act expires at midnight. And so they need to have the auto pen sign it. So the president wanted to make sure that it was all legal for the first time. Wanted to make sure that it was all legal, and he has it signed by the auto pen, so they can just continue on. Apparently, White House counsel says, "Yeah, no, that's fine because you know they didn't have the auto pen back in the 1700s." Really, the founders didn't have the auto pen. Didn't see that one coming. So the president can direct someone to sign the bills for him, or direct to have the auto pen sign it. Now, I don't know if it's legal or not, and that's for legal scholars to figure out. It just sounds spooky to me. The Patriot Act now looks like it is, it's got another 4 years on it. Isn't that good? And it has more roving wiretaps. Now, may I ask a question? Wasn't this president against roving wiretaps? And by the way, the wiretaps now and the searches aren't necessarily tied to you being involved in terror. I mean, after all, the Justice Department doesn't even think that terror exists. Terror doesn't. So now you don't have the roving wiretaps under George W. Bush. Where if you were calling somebody from a foreign in a foreign country, or they were calling you and they were known as terrorists, then you could tap the phone. Yeah, no, not anymore. It doesn't matter if there's any actual evidence that you are at all involved in terrorism, they can tap.
Is that an expansion, Glenn? Is that different than how it has been? So they're actually expanding this. This isn't a renewal, as they've been calling it.
Yeah, it's not a renewal. It's a renewal, plus it has a couple of expansions in it. One of them is searches, and one of them is wiretaps. So now you've expanded the powers of the government. You've expanded the powers with ridiculously low... I mean, look, can we play the audio of Elizabeth Warren? Elizabeth Warren, remember when I told you that they are making Congress irrelevant? You don't have to have any proof that you're even involved in any kind of terrorism for them to tap your phones. And what oversight really does Congress have anymore? You know that federal regulation, that new banking bill that they passed that was going to be so great? Elizabeth Warren was overseeing this, but Elizabeth Warren was not confirmed by Congress. But don't worry, we don't need that because she doesn't even have to answer questions from Congress. In her new role, she doesn't have to have any of her funding through Congress. Congress can't approve it. Congress can't shut it off. Congress doesn't even have to answer any questions. She answers to the president and to the Fed chair. Here's Elizabeth Warren yesterday in front of a congressional subcommittee. Listen to the way she's answering these questions. Listen to what she's saying.
Unless you have it. Your staff, yeah. Okay. And our efforts to try to accommodate you and rearrange our schedule to accommodate you.
Look, Ms. Warren, it was a simple request. Your staff had a request. My staff said we're trying to accommodate you. We're going to get you out of here in 10 minutes.
No, Congressman, we had an agreement.
You had no agreement.
We had an agreement for the time this hearing would occur.
You're making this
you
up,
Ms. Warren.
It.
You're simply.
What they're arguing about here is whether or not they had an agreement for her to leave. She says, I have an appointment, so I have to leave. They're asking her tough questions. She's not answering any of them. And so she says, I've got to leave for an appointment. He says, no, you're not leaving for an appointment. She said, we have an agreement. She says, I'm leaving in 10 minutes. She does not have to answer any questions from Congress. And by the way, to shut her down, you only need 2/3 majority of Congress to do it. You need a 2/3 vote from Congress to shut her down. Did you know any of this with this financial regulatory bill? Or is this just another one of those things that just kind of happened in the middle of the night? Did you know about the Patriot Act? You see, you don't know these things because nobody's standing guard. There are a few people. Rand Paul was standing guard on the Patriot Act. Rand Paul made sure that they can no longer just random search, or I shouldn't say no longer. They can do searches now, and they can investigate you and search your records, etc., etc., with the Patriot Act, even if you're not involved in terror. Rand Paul said he didn't want anybody searching gun owners. He didn't want anybody doing hassling and searching the records of gun owners just because they're gun owners. He stood his ground. That's why he missed Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. He was playing a game of chicken, and he won with Harry Reid. So now, at least, according to Rand Paul, at least gun owners aren't going to have the random searches just on their gun ownership records. You can't just go in. The government can't go in and say, let me see everybody who's running a gun or has a gun and let me look into their records. That doesn't make you a terrorist, at least yet, in America. But what they're doing is they're eating away at our rights one piece at a time. Nobody's standing guard in the media. Nobody's questioning these things. Nobody even really cares. In the media, they're all for it. And there's a lot of Republicans that are for it as well. Oh, if they could just get those regulatory czars on their side, well, then we'd have the perfect America. I mean, what was it that Sarah Brady and President Obama were saying? She was talking about when are you going to get real gun control? And he said he's working on it, but he has a lot of processes to go through. This is a quote, processes to go through, but they have to be under the radar. That's according to Sarah Brady. They have to be under the radar. Well, that's the way everything is being done. That's the way progressives work. Before you know it, you won't be able to have a gun. You won't be able to buy your bullets. You won't be able to do this. You won't be able to do that.
Yeah, and how many times, Glenn, have you been called a conspiracy theorist for saying that
he's going after his guns, but he's not going to announce it?
I mean, only the biggest figure in gun control legislation is saying that's exactly what the president directly told her. That's not a conspiracy. She is the biggest figure. I mean, the Brady bill, I mean, that's everybody knows that. And she's saying it's happening under the radar. She's confirming exactly what you've been saying.
If I told you that they were going to take away our light bulbs, you would have said, there's no way. No, America's never going to let them take away their light bulbs. They took away your damn light bulbs. Try to go buy a light bulb next year. You can't buy a light bulb next year. You gotta have those stupid twirly light bulbs.
Well, either that or more efficient incandescents. Well, I didn't ask for a change in incandescents.
Wait a minute.
I didn't ask for that.
A more efficient incandescent.
Yeah, as long as light bulb companies completely redesign the way they do things and make them more efficient, of course they can have incandescents. Of course they can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but if, you know, it's the typical thing. There's the problem with the bill is not that, you know, we don't want efficient light bulbs. Everybody wants an efficient light bulb. But the government should not be telling companies how to run their businesses. It's ridiculous. And if I want light bulbs made the way that they made them in 1904 and I want to spend $6,000 for them, I should be able to do that.
Here's the thing. The light bulbs, you don't have freedom of choice on light bulb. They have limited your choice on light bulbs. None of us had a problem with our damn light bulbs. They put a light bulb. We were making incandescent light bulbs. Now you can't make them in the United States. Now they're not going to be. We shipped all of those jobs, surprise, surprise, over to China and Mexico. So we lost all of those jobs. George Bush, by the way, signed this in when you weren't watching because it was Christmas time. So now you don't have, next year your light bulb choice goes away. Now, did you vote on that? Were you for that? Or did that happen covertly? Did that just happen in the middle of the night? Did that happen without any real debate? Did that happen when I brought that up and I said, do you remember, Stu, you remember when I brought this up and people were making fun of me then? They're not going to take your light bulbs because I'm very sensitive to light bulbs.
Yeah, well, you're kind of, I would say, borderline psychotic about light bulbs.
I am psychotic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If there's anything that will put me on a roof with a rifle, it is the incandescent light bulbs scandal. The light bulb thing, when they started talking about it, I said, they're going to take them away. They're going to do it in the middle of the night. They're just going to take them away.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Oh, stop with the light bulb.
There they did it. The same thing now with guns. They just keep taking more and more. When I said that they were making Congress irrelevant, no, that's ridiculous. You're a conspiracy theory. Answer the question, Elizabeth Warren. Answer the question. I'm sorry, Congressman. I have an appointment. You can call my office. Excuse me? And she works for the people. But the president has decided that the Constitution no longer really works for the people. He works for the people, so she will answer solely to him, and Congress cannot shut that office down. Go ahead, try. Try. Have the new president. Yeah. Have the new president try to shut her office down. The new president will find out that she actually works for the Fed. And the Fed would have to shut it down. Well, I'll just get a new Fed chair. Oh, well, Mr. President, you can't. But you can select from one of these people that we recommend. No, I want somebody completely different. No, Mr. President, that's not the way it works. You see, progressives love limiting choices, and that's all this is. Limiting choices. Framing the argument and limiting your choice to two. It is exactly the way you treat your children. You don't say, go into your closet and pick whatever you want. When they're 3 or 4 years old, you try to teach them how to make choices, and you narrow the choices down. You can wear this or this. Which would you like? Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not 3 or 4 years old. If I don't want that person, if I don't want that light bulb, I have a right to have that light bulb or choose a different person. No, not with the Fed. No longer with this progressive government. You don't get that. And if you speak out against it, you better look out. If you're a gun owner, you might be safe for a while, but we might be listening to you. And if you think that I'm saying that they might be listening to you and, oh gee, anything nefarious might be used against it. No, of course not. I'm not saying that. I'm letting the head of the AFL-CIO in, what was the city in California, who made that announcement? Well, in the city council meeting.
Yeah, he just said that the trash was blowing into his parking lot, and he kept finding all these emails and classified memos from the opposition parties. That's all. That was just wind. The wind is the problem.
No, first he said he was intercepting all of their emails.
Intercepting them through the wind, though.
Yeah, yeah. After he paused, and he went,
did I just say that out loud?
That sounds illegal, doesn't it? Somehow or another, they're leaving these. His excuse was, they're leaving these out in the parking lot. No, they're not. No, they're not. Is there anybody that is asking the question, how are they intercepting emails, and why is no one investigating them? Oh, I know. That's right. Because the FBI doesn't matter anymore. Because the Justice Department has been co-opted. How long will it take before they co-opt our military? God help us. Pray for our military. Pray for our police officers. Well, by the way, I find this one incredible. You have in Indiana the Supreme Court saying, you know what? You don't have the right to stop a policeman if he tries to enter your house illegally without a search warrant. Excuse me? We'll get into that here in just a second.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.
BECK. Let me give you the story from the Indianapolis Star. More than 200 gathered to protest a Supreme Court ruling. Now that I know more than 200, that could be 5,000. It's my understanding that 300 to 500 people gathered in front of the south steps of the State House. That again from the Indy Star. Notice the headline is more than 200. The story says 300 to 500. So it's more than 300, is it not, Indy Star? Why is it more than 200 if your story says 300 to 500? Which means it's most likely about 1,000. They went to the State House to protest a ruling by the Supreme Court that found that people in Indiana don't have the right to resist police officers who enter their homes illegally. The ruling is based on an Evansville man who blocked and then shoved a police officer who tried to enter his home without a warrant after his wife called 911 during an argument with her husband. The man was shocked with a stun gun and then arrested. His wife told the officers he hadn't hit her. Just based on what I'm reading in the Indy Star, which again tells me there's more than 200 in the headline and then 300 to 500 later. Just based on this, if somebody's calling 911 and asking for help inside the house, you've got to go find that person inside the house, I believe. Don't you think? If some person is calling from within the house, that is your reason to go in. But normally, 10 years ago, I would have said, oh, well, it's just this one guy. Today, you can't take anything at face value. Your rights are slipping piece by piece. More in just a second.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.
Until you hear what the president has done at the G8, he has they're talking now about helping foot the bill for the Democratic Arab Spring and paying the people in Tunisia and Egypt, you know, to keep this movement afoot and going. It's fantastic. We'll give this to you here in just a second. Also, your phone calls, 888-727-BECK, 888-727-BECK. I have stopped reading the New York Times, but Stu reads the New York Times because somebody has to. And there's a story today about the light bulbs.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you brought that up because they're complaining that everyone's lying about the light bulb ban. What are we
lying about?
Well, they're saying...
Am I going to be able to be free to buy my incandescent light bulb the way I do today, the same kind of price and everything else? Am I going to...
No, but you can, of course, buy a new incandescent light bulb that's more efficient, which is better, and why do you hate the Earth?
I don't want to buy...
No, you do. You certainly do. You most certainly do want to buy the bulb that they told you you had to buy. Yes, you do. You don't know it, and it's because people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh are lying to you about it. But
do they cite me by name?
They do cite you by name. This is in one part here they do. They do several times. But for years, Glenn Beck, among other conservative pundits and personalities, has proclaimed the death of the incandescent light bulb as a casualty of the nanny state. Never mind that the light bulb legislation is a Bush-era act.
For years, the New York Times has been so infantile in their reporting, they're now hiring third graders to write their stories because it would take a third grader to get online and listen or do a search on when I first started talking about this. Never mind, it was during the Bush era.
Right, and you've pointed out over and over and over again this was Bush, and this is the point.
I just did it today.
Yeah.
You
did it today, and you've done it for years. I mean, this was passed in 2007 in the dark of night, right before Christmas when nobody was paying attention. You complained about it when Fred Upton was going for the energy board with we talked incessantly about that, and that, by the way, another Republican, and we talked about it over and over and over again. And the fact is, this is your point. If there's any point of this entire show, it's the point that the nanny state comes from the left and the right. It comes from Republicans and Democrats, and it will come from Republicans in some ways more easily if you don't watch them.
Yeah, here's the thing. The nanny state guy is John McCain. John McCain is a big government guy. He is a progressive. He was all for the cap and trade. He was for all of it. TARP, everything else. He was for it. And we would have probably stayed asleep a little while longer had Barack Obama not become president. In some ways, you should thank God that Barack Obama became president, because he was so far to the left. He was so clearly a Marxist. He was so clearly for a socialist policies that it woke America up, because that's what progressives do. Progressives move. They did every time they start to feel their oats. They did it under FDR, and FDR almost killed us. We survived, but barely. We barely survived under Woodrow Wilson. But people didn't wake up as much in FDR as they did under Woodrow Wilson. They woke up under Jimmy Carter quickly. But this man has moved so far, so fast, that people woke up and they started to realize, what does a progressive really mean? 3 years ago, people didn't even know what a progressive was. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We hadn't even look up the progressive movement at the very beginning when Hillary Clinton said, I am a early 20th century American progressive. And I remember being on the air, looking it up and thinking, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever. Please go down that road. And then doing my homework. Let's remember how this all happened. And let's remember, too, that the progressive era was started, or I should say the Progressive Party was started by a Republican, John McCain's favorite guy, Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt never begrudged a man a dollar, a living. He just wanted to make sure that you earned that dollar the way the government said was the best for the community, and you spent that dollar the way it was best for the community. Oh, well, that's fantastic. It was Teddy Roosevelt that started all of our national parks. That's a progressive idea. I don't have a problem with the national parks per se. I have a problem with our national parks now. Some of them are closing down because they won't take private money. Let businesses run the national park. No, no, no. Yeah, I know why you don't want to do that. Because you'd have to admit that the government fails every time.
Yeah,
the government fails.
There's companies all around America that are privatizing parks held by the government, that are running them much in a much better fashion. They're cleaner. They're visited more often because people enjoy them, and they're guaranteeing profits back to the states. I mean, it's such a no-brainer. You don't have to risk anything. You don't have to staff it yourself.
Do you remember when we went to 828 and we wanted to clean the Lincoln Memorial? We wanted to, you know, please, we can clean the reflecting pool. We can clean the bird crap off of the reflecting pool. We'll mow the lawns for the love of Pete. No, no, no. You know, let me tell you something. Our National Mall is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Why? Well, I don't think anybody in Washington really gives a flying crap about the honor and integrity of our country anymore, quite honestly.
A little bit of a broad brush there, but I know what you're saying. I mean, it wasn't, you'd think
a little
it would
bit.
Be, yeah, a tad. I think there are definitely
a
people there who do. But I mean, you look at it and you say it's not kept up is the way that you'd like it to be. And you know, you want to see the most respectful group of people that have been there since, you know, in the last probably 20 years.
We left it cleaner than we found it. And listen to me. I really truly believe that there are people in every community, but around Washington, D.C., that people would go and they would volunteer to keep the mall clean and properly maintained. Do you know how many people we could get to volunteer to maintain the National Mall? Those buildings would be in the best condition ever if you made it volunteer. And that's the way it should be, quite honestly. But no, 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 because then it gets into the unions. You can't do that. You can't have people just volunteer to do it. That's the kind of idea that America, I think, is looking for. You want the National Mall and you're spending too much money? We're spending too much money on everything. Good. Well, let's find the things where we can get people to volunteer to do it and keep it because it is their space. Let's find private companies that will do it, that will charge us less, and then pay money back into the system. Anyway, we're off on a tangent here. The idea is that there are progressives on both sides of the aisle. And let me warn you that in the last 4 years or 5 years, I have seen how the media works. I've seen it now from CNN and I've seen it now from Fox. And we're about to see another election. And there are people on both sides of the aisle that are nefarious. There are people that are good on both sides of the aisle. And there are also people that are progressives on both sides of the aisle that just believe things like, we all believe in the Constitution, but things have to get done. No, no. We all believe in the Constitution, period. There will be on both sides of the aisle. And deals are being cut. Things are, it is, unfortunately not what I, thought things were 10 years ago. You know, when everybody was standing they were standing after September 11th and we all thought we were all Americans and we all kind of basically believed the same thing. No, we don't. No, we don't. I thought we did. We don't. There are those who actively hate this country and want to destroy it. There are those who want to transform this country. There are those that want to control this country. There are those that think they are better than you are. There are those who don't care about what the founders believed. That's all dusty stuff. So no, we don't all believe in the same thing. And that is a disease that the progressives have. That, oh yes, we all believe the founding and the Constitution is outdated. No. No, we don't all believe that. And we're the little speed bump in their road. Watch yourself. And watch the candidates very closely. Don't believe everything that you read or everything that you, see. I believe you know, we're talking about the control of the earth, and we're talking about the control of the country. That's an awful lot of power. And there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that know that Congress is being made irrelevant. They know, and they really believe if I could just get that power. Oh, I don't want Barack Obama to have it, but if I could have that power, I could fix this country. I don't want anybody to have that power, except me and you. Nobody has that power at the top. We have it from the bottom. All of us have the power at the bottom to change things. We don't change things at the top. We free people at the top. We make sure they retain their power at the bottom at the top. That's the way it's supposed to work. Just watch yourself. Because a lot of people are motivated strictly by money. They're motivated strictly by power. It's hard to find the truth today, but it is there. You just have to look for it a little harder than we used to think we had to. But it's because we didn't know this. Or if we did know this, we'd be like, it doesn't really matter anyway. That we're in the situation we're in today.
Everything you know is about to change. Will you be ready? Mercury.
VCK 888-727 Beck. Lost my phone screen in here, Sarah. Can you help me out? Our phone call from the former cop. I don't remember his name here.
Let's see. We've got former cop.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I can impersonate one if you'd like.
Would you? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a former cop.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to call in, say hello. Thank you for your show.
Okay.
This is the Glenn Beck program on Mercury Radio Network.
In my hand. Then
better than that?
Yeah, I thought it would be. You know, sometimes you can't trust the phone screeners.
Yeah.
And thought that would be a much more interesting phone call. Also, we're going to take your phone calls next hour about Sarah Palin. What is Sarah Palin doing, Stu? Is she running for president?
No, I don't know. There's still insiders, people in the know in some of the other camps that are.
Nobody. Let me tell you something. Nobody is in the know in Sarah Palin's camp. No one.
No, she's very private.
Her husband is the only one that will know.
Yeah. Well, no, I believe that. And you know, the other camps though are saying that, you know, behind the scenes that they're not preparing for her run. They don't believe she's running. You know, I don't know. She's obviously going out on a bus tour this weekend, and it seems like something a candidate would do. But I think she's going to make up her own mind. She's certainly her own person. Nobody makes her do anything.
No.
So
she is. I understand how people think about what they think about me. They're like, he's either insane madman or really smart. One of the two, and I'm leaning towards madman. You know, Sarah is so unpredictable. She's just not she's not cut from anybody else's cloth.
Yeah.
And so you look at her and you're like, I don't know what she's doing, and this is either brilliant or insane.
Yeah.
Which is it?
Karl Rove was on Fox News and said something to the effect of, like, she doesn't think the rules apply to her, that she doesn't have to. Not necessarily, it's a slam. But yeah, they don't with her.
They should. No, wait. They shouldn't apply to anybody. The rules, yeah. Who's making the rules? The GOP?
Yeah, well, pretty much, yeah. Like saying, yes. You have to have this in place and this at this order, and
right.
You have to talk to these people. She just doesn't care. She's going to do it her own way, and she has enough power to do it that way.
Right. And that is personally, that's the kind of candidate that I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who says, I don't really care what the party says. I don't care what the rules say. I care about what the Constitution says and what the people say. And I'm doing it my way. Is this a land where you still can make your own way and say, gatekeepers, go away?
The Glenn Beck Program on Mercury Radio Network.